Hello guys, and welcome to another episode of Misfit Babble. I'm CC the Lioness, and this episode will be the part 2 of the philosophy of sci-fi. So stay tuned for that. And I'd like to thank our cross promoters, the Domestic Life of Anthony Todd podcast. Their Twitter is Domestic Life Pod, and their Instagram is Domestic Life Podcast. I really suggest that you check out their podcast, and I'm gonna play a little snippet here for you guys. So thank you so much for supporting this podcast and supporting me. Feel free to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at CC the Lioness. That's CECELIONESS. Also, you can, if you want to further support me, my Venmo is open to donations, and my username there is also CC the Lioness. So thank you so much for listening, and I am honored to share this moment with you.
My name is Quill Taylor, and I have taken it upon myself to record my findings pertaining to the life of a young boy named Anthony Todd. Change is not something I'm familiar with, so starting a journal to keep track of all the thoughts that are swirling in my mind seems to be the most logical thing to do as a writer. I have just recently moved temporarily from an undisclosed location to a town called Moorgrove. They answered fairly quickly and greeted me with a smile and a good afternoon. We started to talk, just small talk and light conversation, but the topics were the same as the people at the bus stop.
You just explain it to me. Why doesn't it work around you?
Oh, it works. Still works. Okay.
What?
The reaction to technology is not surprising either, as at this point I've come to realize that technology is still not very well received here. But that's the least of my worries at the moment. There's something much more important that I need to attend to. End recording. The Domestic Life of Anthony Todd is a podcast written and recorded by J.R. Steele and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. The audio is edited using Audacity, the free editing program. Thanks for joining me.
Okay, guys, let's get into this episode where we continue our conversation about the philosophy of sci-fi and why do we love it so much? Well, I'll tell you. Okay, sci-fi really brings in this... Okay, give me a moment. Sci-fi really brings in this abstract thinking. It's really just an abstract genre. Like, whatever you think is going to happen is probably not going to happen because you never know. Like, you see all of these cliches and like dramas and comedies, but when you go into sci-fi, you're like, okay, you never know what's going on. It's constantly changing, and that's the charm of the that's the charm of the unexpected, you know? I mean, and characters like Rick, you know, they are, honestly, he represents this dark side in all of us that we try to suppress, but he's completely unfiltered and impulsive, and everything he does it because he feels like it. He doesn't hold any regard to how his actions could affect others. And that could be, you know, considered liberating compared to how we live our lives as decent human beings. And as I mentioned before, like, there's always, like, if you notice in Rick and Morty, like, most of the creations and robots and biological life forms that Rick creates, they always end up asking, like, what their purpose is. Like, Aberdolf Linkler, like, he's a hybrid of Adolf Hitler and Abraham Lincoln. Like, what is his purpose? You know, and it's just to combine those two people as a whole other rabbit hole I can go down, and it's a whole other philosophical. There's just so full of contradictions there. It's, I could go into. So, in just this little robot on the dinner table saying, what is my purpose? Your purpose is passing butter. And he just looks down at his little hands, and he's like, oh my god, I'm amazing. But yet my purpose is to serve butter. And the Meeseeks, I think that one really, really is one of the most popular episodes, where he's like, these little creatures just pop out of a box. Hi, I'm Mr. Meeseeks. Look at me. Give me a command. Okay, open this jar. Okay, open the jar. Poof, they're dead. And if they live for too long, it starts to eat away at them. It's like, I'm not fulfilling my purpose. This task that you've assigned to me is way above what I am capable of. But in other philosophical shows, like The Midnight Gospel, like, you know, it kind of, this reoccurring theme in every episode is Buddhism and religion and how they deal with life events, you know, life events like death, and they'll dive deep into these things, like death, forgiveness, and all this pain within yourself, meditation. And it's a really interesting show because the plot really revolves around the main character just having these interviews with basically other simulated beings that are on the brink of death, on the brink of an apocalypse, and he's just like, okay, let's have a conversation about how you're feeling right now. Like, and literally in the second episode, Officers and Wolves, I think that's what it's called. And it was, you know, the main character blatantly asks, are you scared that we're about to die right now? And I'm gonna let you just sit on that for just a second. And, here's a sci-fi show that I grew up with personally. Probably most of you have not really heard of it, or if you have heard of it, you probably haven't watched it yourselves, but it's Star Trek The Next Generation. Now, it's all about, you know, it follows the crew of this starship in, you know, the 2400s. And they're on these space missions to discover new life and boldly go where no one has gone before. You know, these are basically explorers, and money is not an issue there. You know, mundane things like that. It's all about, you know, serving whatever purpose that fulfills you. That's their currency. And I think that's amazing. So they visit these different places. planets, they get into situations, of course, like any sci-fi, that unpredictable situations with unpredictable beings. And I just remember going back to the first episode today, and within the first 5 minutes, you know, it was like, not the first 5 minutes, but early on in the episode, one of the officers is like, let's do this, 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 we should do this, 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 this. And then the captain was just like, why don't you think about what you just said and think about the situation before you just have this call to action? And that was, bam, that just hits you. Like this show is so philosophical. Like, there's always some deep meaning. Like, even with the first episode, like, it's this godlike figure just basically, like, bashing humanity for the things they've done in the past. And it's like, what's going on? And of course, you know, like any sci-fi show, it's like, what's going on? But it's amazing. And with Star Trek, you know, it really, really, like, as I've seen, like, every episode again, I've grown up with this show. And it's about, and like in other episodes, it's like, you know what, I'm better than my twin brother, my evil twin, because I strive to be better than what I am. That's one of the things that really stuck with me. And that's what I try to do. And when I make a new friend, or when I get really close to a friend, I'm like, hey, you are my friend, and I am working to become a better person. So if you ever see me relapse on the things that I'm not exactly proud of in my past, please call me out on it. Please help me from regret, you know, assist me in from regressing into a person I don't want to be. If you are my true friend, you're not going to just support me blindly. You're not just going to say, hey, do it just because you feel like it. Do whatever you feel like doing. No. And that used to be my philosophy. Just do whatever you feel like doing, you know? And I lived that way for a while. So let me just take a minute to just fathom what I just said. Like, and I've learned from that. I can't always do what feels good in the moment, you know? But at the same time, I believe that there is an infinite present, and you need to be more mindful of the present in a way that you have to value the present moment enough and enjoy your present moment enough, but be more mindful of it, because what you do now will affect the future. I'm gonna let you sit on that for a second. So what I love about sci-fi, again, is that it unlocks that abstract thinking. And it kind of adds that sense of unpredictability that we don't always get in everyday life. But at the same time, life does have its unpredictabilities, but it's not always as significant. Like, you're not gonna transport into another planet or another dangerous dimension by accident. And, you know, going back to the subject of Rick and Morty, I've noticed that it's, as far as the philosophy goes, it is often compared to BoJack Horseman. Now, honestly, like, I understand that it's kind of, you know, BoJack Horseman is really depressing. I've tried to watch it, and it really is depressing, and I really don't mind diving into depressing subjects, as you may know from my other episodes. But I like how Rick and Morty kind of adds this sense of whimsy to their episodes, and it just, again, this unpredictability. And I mean, life is depressing enough, you know? And I mean, it's a cartoon made for adults, and honestly, we're adults. Since we're adults, it's gonna take more than just a little simple anthropomorphism to entertain us. And don't even get me started on the questionable bestiality in that. Again, these are all just my opinions, but that's just how I feel. But also, I've been on this journey, this spiritual journey, where I'm questioning, you know, my perception of everything. You know, I'm questioning what my reality is. What is life? You know, all of us are pursuing happiness, health, and, you know, happiness, health, and what was the word? Give me a second. You know, happiness, health, and success. That's the word. Okay, we're all here trying to pursue happiness, health, and success, but you know what? I feel like in this journey that I'm going on, this spiritual journey, is like I have to break down everything I've ever known, break down everything I do know, and being like, okay, what is life? What is reality? What is happiness? What is success? Like, it's, you know, and again, you know, if you want to go back into movies, I know it's not sci-fi, but Fight Club, it makes a lot of good points about materialism and capitalism. Like, you know, sometimes you just have to, like, you know, not burn down your or blow up your condo or anything, but just take a step back from everything and just realize, like, do I really need more stuff to make me happy? Like, because you can become really addicted, especially with, like, I mean, with me even, I'm just like, Amazon on my phone, like, dang, like, I could scroll through that just like people scroll through social media for hours. Like, not that I have the money for it, but I mean, there's always something new. And that's the thing, that's how marketing works, that's how capitalism works, that's how this society that we live in works. It's like, hey, let's sell this, sell this, sell this. And I'm like, even I have even gotten this mode, like, ooh, what can I sell? What can I do? What can I sell? I'm like, but at this point, I'm like, I want to at least connect with you guys, okay? I want to connect with my listeners, okay? Before I can even begin to start asking for money. Because guess what? You guys are my first listeners, my first supporters. You guys are so valuable. You guys start everything. You guys are starting off my career. So yes, I want to be able to give you guys as much as possible, because you are the first ones. You're the foundation for my career, because you are the first people to support me, the first people to listen to me. And I value that so much. I honor you as a listener. Now, I have one last request for you guys before I end this episode. And I want you guys to reach out to me on Twitter and Instagram at Cece the Lioness, CECELIONESS, and I want you to tell me, what is the color of the emotion you are feeling right now? Okay? This will give me a chance to connect with you and just to know that you are listening and to show you how much I appreciate you listening and start a nice conversation with you. So let's go. Let's do it. And you have a wonderful day and a wonderful life. And I will catch you in the next episode. Feel free to follow. And again, reach out to me on Twitter and Instagram. On Twitter, I will definitely have more updates for you guys. And probably more quotable stuff. So I look forward to connecting with you guys. Oh wait, you're still here? Well, guess what? That's perfect because I am about to announce something amazing, okay? This is a free giveaway that I'm doing, okay? And these are switch covers and outlet covers. You know, you can pick and choose. These are all psychedelic looking. They're amazing. These are gifts from the Unicorn Aliens, from Mordok, Dimension Z79. It cost me about 5,000 glutons and a couple personal favors. So I hope you will value this gift that I'm about to give you for free. And all you need to do is DM me on Twitter or Instagram and at Cece the Lioness. That is CECELIONESS if you haven't already memorized it. And not only that, just by DMing me, you will be added to a community. And the prize will be given away when my podcast reaches 75 listens. So if you share this podcast with whoever you think would also appreciate it, hey, if you have any other Rick and Morty fans or some other interdimensional friends from other planets, then sure, send them this podcast too if you can. Anyway, just imagine this blinking color red saying, do not miss out on this opportunity. These beautiful, majestic unicorn aliens, I mean, they gave this to me. Of course, again, not for free, but to have this gift from these beautiful creatures from a planet where their ocean is space and their space is the ocean, it's amazing, okay? So you can only imagine how amazing these little gifts are. And plus, like, even if you don't need it, like, they're cool looking. You can, you know, just put it in a frame, glue it to a wall, whatever, and they'd still look really cool. I mean, they have a purpose, of course, for your household, but you know what? It'll be a cool trinket to have and a personal gift from me to you as my honored listener. So thank you so much for sticking around for these last few minutes of my podcast, and maybe you will be this lucky winner. Now, there may be more than one, but that's up to you guys and how much you share this podcast.